Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon or whenever you tune in. Remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and listen to all the old episodes of Stage Talk that have been out here for a while. Well, today we're doing something a little different. We're talking about not a particular theater company and not a particular production. We're talking about one of what I call the crucial elements of the performing arts. And if you boil everything down, you take away the costumes, you take away the scenery, you take away the script, there are three elements which are left that have to be there to make performing arts happen. You have to have performers, some kind of performers. You have to have some kind of audience. And you have to have a place for the two of them to meet and share the experience. That performance space is so crucial in the performing arts. And we're going to be talking about the 70th anniversary of one of those performance spaces that is iconic to the Anchorage downtown scene. I'm talking, of course, about the 4th Avenue Theater. They're having their 70th anniversary celebration this weekend, tonight through the 29th. And we have two people on the show who are going to talk all about that. Two well-known people in the theater community here in town. We have Ron Holmstrom, who has done about everything in the theater and in film and in television and in radio. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
We also have Sandy Harper, who is a former executive and artistic director of Cyrano's, and she founded the Cyrano's Theater Company. She's done everything in theater as well. Welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thank you, Steve. And we really appreciate this opportunity to celebrate this historic treasured landmark, the 4th Avenue Theater, which, by the way, was star of stage, screen, TV, and radio. The original Channel 2 was started in the basement of the theater, and Kenai Radio started there. But it was also the place for live theater as well as wonderful movies.
Now, I want to tell you, say one quick question for myself. The first time I was in Anchorage, they were showing some sort of musical review in there, as I recall. This was back in, I think, 2000. Mm-hmm. And I went into the theater, and I was just blown away by that theater. It was so beautiful.
It is.
But since that time, I guess it's been closed up, hasn't it?
It has been going on for a while, and so we want to just put the spotlight on the 4th Avenue Theater again so it might be preserved and enjoyed by many more people in the future.
Well, Sandy, you before the show, you were telling me about some interesting stories about this theater. Tell us what you were saying about this theater before.
Okay, but I also want to invite people like yourself to share their memories and experience, because there's a real emotional connect to this property. You know, it's been the site of weddings, anniversaries, proms, graduations. But what I wanted to tell you was a story that from Nancy Novak shared with me during the time when the Sidney Lawrence wasn't available because they were building the Performing Arts Center. And so she was an actress in the Alaska Light Opera Theater. It was 1987. So in order to change costumes, everybody had to go up and down three flights of stairs. And there were so many costume changes during a lot's production of Annie, Get Your Gun that many of the actors wore flesh-colored leotards so they could change off stage. And to cross from one side of the stage to the other, you had to use the alley behind the theater. So they truly believe that many people who happened to be in that alley were very astounded to see these various period costumes.
Speaking of period costumes, one of the characters that's associated, not characters, but people, Cap Lathrop, Ron Holmstrom, apparently you're going to be playing him. Tell us about that. Tell us about that character, that person, and how you're playing him.
Well, Cap was he was called Alaska's first homegrown millionaire. He was quite a philanthropist. He came up here in the late 1890s. He originally started out in Seattle as just a young man. He brought a couple teams of horses and became a teamster there and made his first fortune there. But he lost everything in the 93 crash in Seattle, just like everybody else did. And he was in a food line, and he got to talking to this guy in line with him, getting a free lunch. And the guy was a ship captain, and he was telling Cap about the gold rush in Alaska, and he didn't have enough money to do his business with his boat. So Cap borrowed the money, went in partnership with him, went to Alaska, started shipping supplies up from Seattle, and the rest is history. You know, he became a sea captain in his own right the next year, which hence the name Cap Lathrop. But he started his first Motion Picture Theater in Cordova in 1911, where he was also the first elected mayor of Cordova. Then he went on, it was the Empress. Then he went on to start the Empress Theater in Fairbanks, then the Empress in Anchorage. And of course, you know, his coal mining, he became a very wealthy man. And as something to give back to the community, he built the Fourth Avenue Theater, which took him from 1941 to 1947 because he was interrupted by the war. But his plan was to build the most beautiful theater on the whole continent, and he did.
And he did. But he was also a visionary. Earlier, he produced a very famous silent film in 1923 called The Chechakos, which was filmed right here in Anchorage, used a lot of Anchorage people. They did, import the principals and the director. But that was an extraordinary film, and it was very successful, and we're actually going to show it Sunday at the museum, if people are curious.
That part of this whole celebration is you're bringing back some of the films that were shown there, and you're showing them again, which must be exciting. Too bad you can't show them actually in the Fourth Avenue Theater.
I know.
More's the pity.
But one of the films is The Sword in the Stone, which was actually playing during the earthquake. And I love the story.
It's a great story.
Well, somebody
tell
it. Do
you want to tell it? Because it is great. Well, it's Ashes out there. It's pulling the sword out of the stone, the earthquake begins. Can you imagine what special effects they thought they were experiencing? Except it went on for about 5 minutes.
I guess the show stopped, I would assume.
Yeah.
No, well, a lot of mothers were dashing to the theater afterwards. But that's, we'll be showing that original Disney film. We're also having a film that had its 1952 world premiere at the Fourth Avenue Theater called The World in His Arms. And it's actually about Alaska. Some of it was shot in the Pribilof Islands. And here's another theater connect to you. Frank Brink was on the film crew at the Pribilof Islands.
And Frank Brink is a well-known name here in the Anchorage theater community.
Absolutely.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about the Fourth Avenue Theater. And there's its 70th anniversary celebration happening this weekend. We have Sandy Harper here and Ron Holmstrom talking about all the things that they're going to be doing to celebrate this wonderful achievement of this theater. We talked about the beginnings of it, about almost the destroying of it from the earthquake. I guess the theater did survive the earthquake, or what happened during the earthquake?
Well, Cap had learned a lot about building buildings in Alaska. When he built the Empress Theater in Fairbanks, he decided to build it completely out of concrete. And it was an experiment because there was a lot of naysayers that said, oh, it'll never, you know, concrete can't survive the cold and the tremendous changes in temperature. But, it, you know, the building's standing to this day. So by the time he decided to build this show place in Anchorage, he really knew what he was doing.
And it did. The building did survive the earthquake itself.
And it's still sort of intact now. But
oh, yes. And the murals and the fezzes are still exquisite and beautiful. And there'll be an opportunity to see them. The museum is also going to have like a display of pictures and things.
I've seen some of the photographs online for the interiors.
Yes.
And the mural is just incredible.
It's incredible.
You know, they had used one of the most famous muralists in the country to come and do it. That's real gold leaf on all those murals. And so at the beginning, the usherettes had to stand and guard it because, you know, it was a little soft. And later they put bars in front of it. And looking up, when you were there, did you look up?
It's been so long, I forgot.
It's this Big Dipper and the Alaska flag. And it twinkles. And everything is gorgeous about it.
Yeah, it's incredible. The interior of that place. It's almost a shame to turn the lights off and watch a movie there.
And there are still usherettes around who were there in 1947. And we have recreated their usherette outfits. Mm-hmm. We're going to have storytelling. We're going to have a composite of the stories of usherette telling stories. And, of course, Cap.
Ron Holmstrom is playing Cap.
I am, and I'm going to be introducing. I'll be kicking off the celebration at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Sounds
and then
terrific.
I'll be introducing my film, The Chechakos.
Your film.
At the museum.
That's
yeah.
right. And there are going to be some, just like Hollywood Boulevard, did I mention that we're going to lay two stars? One for Cap, in honor of Cap, because this event really is honoring the entrepreneurship and visionary qualities of Cap Lathrop. And also a star for Ray Mala, because he is one of Alaska's only real bona fide movie stars. He was a star of Eskimo. It won an Oscar for editing in 1933, and he later also became a famous cinema photographer. And we think he should actually have a real star on Hollywood Boulevard, so we're going to give him this one in between time.
And we'll work on the Hollywood Boulevard star, too.
you know, you talk about the usherette costumes, and I can't, you can hardly walk around Anchorage without hearing someone tell a story about when they went to see a show there.
Yes.
So there must be,
some stories too, but we're inviting all you guys out there to share your stories. We're going to have the opportunity to write them down, and we'll read them out loud on the street fair on Saturday. My story is, my husband Jerry was a teenager here during 1947, and he went to the opening, which was the Al Jolson story, with a date, someone else. But that
will
was
forgive
an,
him.
A historical fun time. And then, of course, you know, the theater had these special seats for people who were on dates, these sort of double seats.
Oh, really?
Although Cap did not prevent necking or smoking or eating popcorn in his theater.
There were no concessions. When Cap opened the theater, it was so elaborately done and so expensive to make, he didn't want any refreshments in the theater. And he maintained that for a long, long time.
That must be amazing to have that kind of experience that we don't have anymore. You know, today you go to movie theaters or even small legitimate theaters, and they just don't have that exuberance, that elaborate.
It was elaborate, really elaborate.
So, Ron, what about your experiences? Have you been inside the theater to see a show, to see a play, or see a musical?
The only show I ever saw there was probably the same one you saw when Alice did her show there with the kind of a Follies deal.
Oh, the Hullabaloo show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I went on the tour there with Robert Gottstein when he still owned the building. And and I was just awestricken. I mean, I'm from Hollywood, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the Pantages. I know the, you know, Grauman's Chinese. I grew up around those places. There's nothing like that in Hollywood.
So the community is really coming around and supporting all of this.
It seems to be so. And they'll have, they can come and support in person if they want to at the celebration.
You've got 3 days of things going on to celebrate this. So 70 years, you've got to fit 70 years into 3 days.
Right.
Nothing to it.
Well, you know, that Monday night, they're going to have a gathering of architects who really also know this exquisite building and what's unique about it. And they're going to share that and also kind of have a, you know, kind of explore scenarios for the future.
That's really fascinating because, you know, there's a whole world of theater architecture that many people don't really know about because they think of a theater performing arts space, as we talked about at the beginning of this discussion, as being an essential element, but it's not just a building.
That's right.
There are elements. Ron, go ahead.
There are so many elements involved. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they build a theater is they hire an architect instead of a theater builder. Back in the days of Pantages and his ilk, when you build a movie theater, you brought in like acoustical experts, you know, so that the sound was just, you know, pitch perfect. And the interiors were designed to be attractive and to be stimulating as well.
And it's raked a particular way.
Yeah, and the seats have to be raked.
And the choice of materials for sound quality, the chair materials.
Right, you had to know what types of wood to use, you know, for the walls. So, there was Cap Lathrop spared no expense in making this, and it was at the time, the most elaborate and finest theater on the West Coast.
Well, we got to stop right there. Sorry, we're out of time. I want to thank my guests, Ron Holmstrom, Sandy Harper. You can't tell from their excited faces. They are so excited about this.
Thank you,
70th
Steve.
Anniversary celebration going on this weekend about the 4th Avenue Theater. Thanks for being on the show.
And remember, may the 4th be with you always.
Yes. We'll leave you with that. I'm Steve Hunt. For next time, this is Stage Talk on KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.